Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Rhino Ag. And today we'll hear from the X Factor, the 15X of late model driver Ryan Griffith. We'll also hear from promoter John McCorkle about the upcoming Fairmont Raceway weekend event. We'll hear from Doug Auld from Sprint Car and Midget Magazine and our old friend Speed from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings right after a few words from our sponsors.
Transform your garage into an extension of your home with a custom finished floor by Garage Force. No matter how you use your garage, Garage Force has you covered. American made. Backed by a lifetime warranty, our professionally installed industrial-grade coatings will protect your garage from anything life throws at it and makes cleanup a snap. More importantly, it's the unbelievable feeling you get each time you use your dream garage. Visit us online at GarageForce.com.
Call Todd at 651-387-9213. That's 651-387-9213.
The difference between a Hinchman fire suit and others? The difference is safety. All Hinchman fire suits are made with materials that are permanently fire resistant. That's why Nomex remains the standard. The difference is experience and innovation. Hinchman started the racing suit industry over 80 years ago. The difference is quality, value, and customer service. Your suit is an investment in your safety. And Hinchman is committed to giving you the safest and best racing suit, along with friendly personal service. Hinchman, why settle for anything less?
A few years ago, I hit a deer with my van on the freeway. Wow, what an impact. Thankfully, no one in the vehicle was injured. When we pulled over and got out to check the damage, I could not believe the amount of destruction. Right away, I called Bob at Midwest Collision. That is one of the best decisions I have ever made. Not only did he assure me that everything would be taken care of, Bob and his staff followed through with their promise. If you ever need collision repair, please call Midwest Collision today at 332-2434.
Simply adding Cookies barbecue sauce is sure to make meat taste better. But when you really want to hit a home run, try one of my approved recipes. Speed the Sauce Man here, and I've got a bunch of easy-to-make creations at CookiesBBQ.com. Barbecue meatloaf, Grandma Elmo's broiler burgers, heck, I'll even tell you the secret to Speed's racks of ribs. It's all at CookiesBBQ.com. Hey, smart cookies use Cookies barbecue sauce. Anything less is meat abuse.
Dryer and grain handling equipment owners, International Steel Erectors, and NASCO Equipment are now scheduling preventative maintenance jobs to prepare you for a smoother fall harvest. Our experienced crews will do a pre-season checkup on your grain legs, conveyors, air systems, augers, and other related equipment. Our dryer service program consists of checking augers, bearings, chains, belts, gas lines, gear oil, and cleaning the burner to ensure easy startups when harvest time is upon us. Call us at International Steel Erectors or NASCO Equipment today at 507-451-3448.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fields, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by the X-Factor late model racer Ryan Griffith. And Ryan, you started your racing career in hobby stocks, and it was actually a car that your brother built, and you were very successful in that car.
Yeah, we built quite a few cars, actually, but yeah, that one, we did pretty decent.
What do you remember most about that car? Do you remember a particular win?
Actually, we had quite a few cars. I was pretty hard on stuff the first couple of years. Then we got a Terminator car, and that's the one that my brother worked for Terminator, and we built that out there. And we had really good luck with that for the 2 years we had that car.
I think as drivers mature, they learn the nicer they are on equipment, the less shop time, right?
Exactly. The less you tear up, the less you got to work on it.
In 2001, you decided to move to late models. What drew you to want to be a late model driver?
I'm not exactly sure. Late model is always my favorite class and something I always wanted to do, so that's where we decided to try after hobby stock.
When you went to purchase your very first late model, you took someone along who knows what a great late model looks like and how it should handle, Hall of Famer Gary Webb. How did that all come about?
Oh, my dad and Gary have been good friends for a long time, and we've known Gary for a long time, so he went along with us, and he knew the GRT stuff, and that's what we were looking at the time.
And when Gary looked over this car, what was his opinion on it?
Well, he thought it looked good and was well worth the money.
The very first season in that very first late model, you picked up 6 feature wins. What do you remember about the first feature win?
I don't know. It was just awesome. I started out front, and I was just waiting to get past the whole time, but it never happened. And I think we won 2 in a row that week after the first one.
I'm sure you thought, man, I'm doing all right. Nobody's coming up on me.
That's exactly what I thought. I was just waiting for it.
Listening for a motor right behind you?
Yep. Waiting for a motor or see a car pull up inside or outside of me. I didn't know what I was doing really when I started that, but we caught on a little bit.
When you began racing, your number was X. How did the nickname the X Factor come about?
When I started racing, it was 10X, and then I went to X. But I don't know, I guess that's just the name the announcer gave me.
You have become 15X as a tribute to Rusty Pfister. Who was Rusty Pfister, and what did he mean to your race team?
He meant a lot. He was probably my best friend and my crew chief on the late model. And he raced some stock car stuff for a few years, and his number was 15, and he passed away of a heart attack at age 39. So after that, I said that's what it had to be. We had to run his number.
The amount of time a driver and a crew chief spend together. Not only are you in the shop working on the car during the week, you're traveling in the hauler to all of these races, you're at the racetrack, you're traveling home, you really become close friends.
Yeah, we'd been friends before he started helping me, but then after a while he started helping, and yeah, he's really smart, new setup. He could, yeah, it was kind of hard there for a while. It still is some days, but we keep doing it. He rides with me in the car. I got a picture of him, and we just keep trying to do it for him.
You are also an open trailer kind of guy, which as a race fan, I really appreciate that. For me, it brings back the nostalgia of the good old days, and it's also great when you're heading to the races to see some of your favorite drivers going to the same place.
Yeah, we've always had the open trailer. Actually, the one we got right now, my brother and I built that one in 2005 here in my shop.
Marty Pringle. What does a guy like Marty Pringle mean to your race team?
Oh, Marty, he's a fun guy, a good guy, a good sponsor. He loves racing. That guy loves racing.
A lot of people will remember Marty from the episode on American Pickers where Frank was taking the coop around the backyard and didn't want to tear up Marty's grass. Marty is just a character, and he's a blast to be around.
Yeah, he is. Anytime you go anywhere, somebody knows Marty from the American Pickers. They'll be like, hey, you're that guy from the TV show. They always know him.
Fans may recognize the Otho Motorsports graphics that you see on race cars in the Webster City area. That's Marty helping out in any way he can.
Yep, Marty, he helps quite a few guys that are in racing. My brother, and then there's some other guys from Otho, and he's just a good sponsor and likes to help.
You raced at the historic Iowa State Fairgrounds track. What are your thoughts on that track now that it's gone? Because that had so much history there.
There was a lot of history. I think it's a bad deal that it closed. And then I think the fair board president made promises that he's not going to keep.
Ryan, you have raced at that Iowa State Fairgrounds historic racetrack many times. A great story is the story about you versus Todd Cooney. Now, Todd Cooney came to your home track and won the championship, and then you went back to his home track in Des Moines at the State Fairgrounds and won the championship. Tell the fans about that whole scenario and how that played out.
We just got lucky, I guess. I don't know. It was a close points battle, and we came out on top. Todd's won a lot of championships and is a really good driver. We're lucky enough to beat him.
So the night when he came to Webster City and beat you, I'm sure you were not real thrilled that night after that race was over.
It happens. It was close. And I think he beat us by a point here, and we beat him by a point there.
You run with the SLMR late model series. What a great group of guys.
Yeah, they're really fun to race with. I don't know. We haven't done a whole lot of racing with them, but what little we have, I've had fun. They do a good job promoting it and running it and pay pretty good.
You were invited to race at Knoxville Raceway, the Lucas Oil Late Model Series last weekend. How did that event go for your division?
Oh, it went all right, I guess. I don't know. Could have been better, but it could have been worse. We missed the setup a little bit. It got drier than I thought it was going to.
It sounds like you had the setup for qualifying because you were second quick. How did that feel?
Yeah, that felt really good. I tell everybody we had two good laps there, and that was in time trials. After that, everything I guessed on setup was wrong. I thought it was going to be heavier than it was, and it dried out in a hurry.
What is it like to take the green flag at the historic Knoxville Raceway in a late model and go blasting into that first turn for qualifying?
That track's really big and really fast, and it's just awesome to get to race there. It's a tough place to run, but it's awesome seeing all the people in the grandstand. That was cool. I think they said 13,000 was the attendance there. It's fun to race in front of a full grandstand like that.
A little advice for drivers that may want to go down and try Knoxville Raceway. What is the most treacherous part? The berm on the inside of the turns or looking at that 20-foot-high guardrail wall?
I think both of them can be pretty tricky. I've seen people crash on both of them, but that wall rolled a couple cars there, but that place is fast. I know that. That's all I can say. It's really, really fast.
When you were rolling around to take the green flag for the feature, how does that make you feel as a driver, and where did you end up in the final feature that night?
Well, I don't know. It's just pretty cool. That place is one of the greatest tracks, I think, around. And we started 12th, I think, and fell back to 17th, but it was all right. Didn't tear the car up, I guess, so that's a plus.
More than 115 feature wins, and you're constantly in the top five in national points. You have to be very proud of what you have accomplished so far in your late model career.
Yeah, we've had a really good career, I guess, and won quite a few track championships and just still trying to work harder to go faster.
What is the future of late model racing in Iowa? Are there some changes on the horizon?
Well, I think if they want the class to grow, they're going to have to make some changes. I think it's getting too expensive, for one, and they got to figure out how to make it more affordable if you want people to run it.
You also have an incredible modified sitting at Marty's annual reunion this summer in the driveway. That thing is awesome. Will you be doing more modified racing in 2020?
I think we probably will. We probably ran it 10 or 11 times this year, just kind of getting the feel of it. That thing's way different than a late model, but actually we're going to run it next week here in Webster City at the USRA Nationals, so hopefully we got it a little more. We changed the setup, and hopefully we got it better for that.
For you as a driver, what is the biggest difference between the two when you jump out of one and go to get in the other that you have to tell yourself, now remember this?
You got to remember that the tires on the modified aren't as big, and the late model is a little bit faster. You can't just drive it in as hard as the late model. It doesn't stick.
If you choose to continue racing your late model a lot next season, will that add more travel miles if you need to get out to tracks further away?
If we do more of the SLMR stuff, yeah, that stuff's further. It's more closer to Nebraska probably. But, yeah, I guess I don't know what we're doing yet for sure.
Your brother Ty also runs a mod, and he is really fast. He's fun to watch at Webster City.
Yeah, he runs the B mod, and he usually has that thing going pretty good. He's always running up near the front and does a really good job.
And he seems to be a fan favorite there because, boy, when he's rim riding around that place and setting some really quick laps, the fans are getting excited.
Yeah, He's a hometown guy, and seems like the crowd likes us hometown guys, so that's pretty cool.
Speaking of a hometown guy, you live right there in Webster City. You're involved in all kinds of sports with your kids. You're a local race driver. You must know virtually everybody in town.
Yeah, I think it seems like it. Can't go anywhere without, yeah. You know everybody here in this town.
Also, congratulations are in order for your recent win at the Tiny Lund Memorial Race at Harland. How did that whole night pan out, and how did it end up?
Well, we went there because we didn't decide to go there till like the day before. And we went there because we wanted to get some laps in before Knoxville, because I hadn't raced the late model in a month, and we ended up getting lucky enough to pick up the win.
And a lot of people don't realize that Tiny Lund, with all of his NASCAR history, is from the state of Iowa.
Yep. They raced for the last, I don't know how many years they've been having it, but it's always a big show. I think the total car count there was like 170-something.
Ryan, you have some athletes in the family. Are any of the kids interested in racing, or are they going to stick with sports?
I hope they stick with sports, but they all love going to the races. They all went to Knoxville with us last week, and if we're racing, they always want to go.
Racing is just a great family outing for everybody.
Yes, it is. I thought about quitting, but the kids get mad and tell me no every time I say I'm going to quit.
Ryan, again this season, you won the track championship right in your hometown at the historic Hamilton County Speedway in Webster City, Iowa.
Yeah, it'd been a couple of years since we got it done, but this year it come down to the final night, and I think we end up winning by 2 points, so that was a good way to end the year.
I bet that was a party in Webster City, Iowa.
It was a really good time. I don't know. It's always fun when you can win that championship, but it gets pretty stressful there at the end.
And right in your hometown just makes it that much more special.
Yep, I think that's the fifth or sixth one we won here in Webster with the late model.
Ryan, you actually had a late model that you won about 40 feature wins over a five-year period, and then you sold it.
Yeah, we had a couple Barry rides that were really fast, and then we got one that wasn't so good, and we had no luck with it and traded that for a modified.
So in hindsight, would you kept that car a lot longer if you knew what you knew now?
I don't know. That car was getting old too, but yeah, it was still fast. Probably should have kept it.
Who helps you out in the shop? Because maintaining a late model and maintaining a modified, especially in the condition your cars are every time I see them, is a lot of work.
A lot of times it's me and Brant Ferrand and Marty Pringle. We all go to the races together. Then my brother Mitchell and Ty will go, and Mom and Dad go. But a lot of times in the shop, it's me, Brant, and Marty getting stuff ready.
Something that I really appreciate watching is down at Webster City when I'm sitting in the grandstand. You can tell Marty is constantly thinking, looking underneath the car. You can just see the gears going. He wants to work on it and make it even quicker.
Oh, yeah, Marty's he's always wanting to go faster, and he's always willing to help out.
You also have some great sponsors on board to keep both of these cars on the track.
Oh, yeah. You couldn't do it without them. They're the ones that make it possible, and if it wasn't for sponsors and fans, we wouldn't have anything. Oh, I got Ben Nading, Team Midwest Paint, Otho Motorsports, which is Marty Pringle, Car Race Products, Wayne Curry, Dick's Performance is my dad that builds the motors, Gummy's Garage, Burt Flame Plumbing, Pell's Motorsports, Jones Rock and Dirt, Advanced Heating and Air Conditioning, Huffman Trucking, Dynamic Drive Lines, Custom Concrete, Asylum Signs. I think that's about it.
Ryan, where can fans see you the remainder of the 2019 season, race your late model or modified?
Well, the modified we're going to run out here next week, and we'll see how that goes. And then I think we got 3 shows left in the late model out here at Webster City.
I know Webster City has events scheduled all through October, and I know we're definitely going to get down there. One of our favorite races last year was a final race in October. We came down to Webster City. It was 65 degrees. We were sitting there in the sunshine in our t-shirts, so let's hope it stays that way.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get all the races in all the way through October.
Ryan, good luck the rest of the season, and thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show. You are one busy guy.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me, Clayne.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miner's Outdoor.
Miner's Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miner's Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miner's Outdoor, Major Tough.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna, licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Napa know-how.
At Napa, save up to $10 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, get Rain-X glass cleaner for free. It's a deal so good, you gotta see it to believe it. That's a vision joke. And with up to $10 off Rain-X Latitude wipers plus free Rain-X glass cleaner, you'll be able to see almost everything. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer ends 9/30/19.
Why does World of Outlaw sprint car driver David Gravel use Walker Performance Filtration Systems?
We use Walker Performance Filtration Systems because it keeps the dirt out of our engines, making our engine builders happy. And we did not have one engine failure last year throughout the whole World of Outlaw season. And they perform great on the dyno, and they translate that to the racetrack.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
Only Powerlift has been building hydraulic doors continuously since 1992, longer than anyone else in the industry. Only Powerlift provides local manufacturing, sales, and service throughout North America, giving you confidence in knowing we will always be there when and where you need us. Only Powerlift installs each and every door, making your project hassle-free from start to finish. Only Powerlift has the best warranty in the industry. So what hydraulic door should you buy? Only Powerlift. Contact us today at 507-374-9306.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Fairmont Raceway promoter John McCorkle. And John, Fairmont Raceway, what a great season you've had so far this year. Great racing on the track, lots of fan support, and lots of support from sponsors who want to make sure racing continues here in the future.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, coming in, you know, I had some expectations for what I thought we could do. You know, as far as you mentioned the sponsors, I would say we're done better with some of the support that we've gotten from some sponsors. And, you know, we've parlayed that into a number of things, a number of neat track improvements. Mainly, we built a go-kart track, which took a while to get that completed, but now that we've got that up and running, has been going gangbusters. We built a party deck, and that has been super popular too. We've had that full just about every night. And speaking of sponsors, some of the ones that made those two things happen, the Beamer companies from right here in Fairmont, Big Dirt Company, they really stepped up and helped us get the go-kart track up and running, built it with a full drainage pond, and that's been really helpful with all the rain that we've had with having that thing being able to drain everything. And we've kind of named that track the Beamer Bull Ring. And last time out, Labor Day, we ended up with 44 carts and a great crowd on hand. So I believe that getting the young people into racing is certainly going to help us going forward. And now the party deck, Weiderhoff Welding helped us to build that. That as well has really helped get more interest going. And, you know, as we build these track improvements and get more local people involved, I think that's kind of the key to success for a lot of these little tracks, is just getting as much local participation as a guy can.
And John, I know we spoke about this off the air, but when somebody brings you on as a track promoter, it also involves your entire family. Your wife does an incredible job over at Jackson at the concession stand, and I often see your son in there helping her or with her, and she also does the concessions at Fairmont Raceway, and what an outstanding job. It's a all-hands-on-deck effort.
Well, it certainly is. I always joke around, but it's not a joke. I'm married extremely well. My wife, Tina, is an incredibly hard worker, and it's not just the concession stand, a lot of little stuff. that I can't get done. Usually we've got the kids helping with a lot of stuff too. And that being said, it's a family operation, but we've got a number of employees that I wouldn't be able to do it without them. Taylor Andringa has been doing the track prep and he's been phenomenal. Barry Sharp, been a long time go-kart guy, and he's really been influential in helping us in a number of ways with track prep as well as rules and other things with the go-kart track. Irv Johnson is my right-hand man, does a lot of the little things that I don't have time to get done, as well as handy with fixing just about anything. And I missed a few, but you know, there's a lot of people that do a lot of little things that make it go. But without a lot of volunteer type help and a lot of just good help with people that are able to get things done, you know, these tracks wouldn't be able to stay open. And I really stepped into a really fortunate deal at Fairmont that there's a lot of people that want to see the track go and are helping me to get things done.
The season's winding down, but you have one whale of an event coming up the weekend of September 27th and 28th, the Bacontown Showdown presented by Greeley Trucking. What a great way to end the Fairmont Raceway season.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I can't thank Dustin Greeley with Greeley Trucking enough. Also, the Martin County Pork Producers have been very influential in supporting a number of things around the Martin County area, including the racetrack. And with that, we get a lot of things going on that weekend. I'll try to hit on some of them here. Starting off with, it's a two-day show. Actually going to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Now, the only thing running on Sunday is the go-karts. Originally, they were slated to run Saturday afternoon, but as big as the show is getting, I just fear that we're not going to be able to handle running a go-kart race in the middle of everything. So that has been moved to Sunday. Friday night is a formal qualifying for our IMCA division. What we're doing is the top six finishers in Friday's program will be locked into a dash on Saturday night, along with the Saturday night winners. We'll also get into that dash, so you're not completely out if you don't race Friday, but you have a better chance of getting locked into the dash by racing on Friday. And then what I did is every spot from winning all the way down pays at least double what our normal purse is, and we have had a tremendous amount of sponsors step up to enhance that. Some of those include Greeley Trucking, as I mentioned before, Mitch's Towing, Advanced Drainage Systems, GRP Motorsports, Dale Furby, Kibble Equipment, all adding money to the purse, and several of those are adding to the Tri-State Late Model purse. So we've got all of our divisions running both Friday and Saturday, and then the Tri-State Late Models, we had them at our fair race and had a great show with them, and I've actually added a little over $2,500 to their purse for Saturday night, so they'll be joining us. And I'm really looking forward to a big weekend. Martin County Pork Producers, as I mentioned, are one of the sponsors. They're also going to be grilling their famous pork chops on a stick that weekend, so that should be a lot of fun. And with all the purse sponsors we're getting together, we're fast approaching $50,000 purse for the weekend, so really coming together great.
John, any plans for events during the off season or any preseason stuff next spring that you didn't get done at the track this year?
First off, we had a tremendous racing reunion last year, so we're certainly going to do something along those lines. Again, I've been talking with some of my committee, talking to some of the racers. I don't know. One thought is to combine our year-end banquet with the racing reunion, and the other thought is to keep them as separate events. And as big as just the reunion was last year, it's going to be hard to do them together, but it would be a whale of an event if we could. So I've been kind of trying to figure out what we're going to do as far as both of those things go. So I've got some ideas. We're just trying to hammer out what works and the timing of it, whether we do it before Christmas, after Christmas, those kind of things. You know, as far as on the track next year, you're going to see a lot of the same specials, memorials, those types of things that we did this year. I do want to build a elevated platform in the infield as kind of another sponsor option. You know, and I'm thinking maybe for a sponsor that also sponsors a car, they like to be in the infield. And, you know, we've got the VIP and the party deck. I think we can make something pretty cool as to have a group of people, the business, bring a group of people out in the infield. So we've got some materials and things on that line. The go-kart track, you know, we've got some odds and ends to work on there. One other thing that's in the works, too, is I want to build a Hall of Fame building and build that into one of the ends of our existing concession stand. So I got to work with the Fair Board on some of these things and make sure that they're on board with some of the facility improvements that we're doing. But no shortage of ideas on what we want to get done. Just I just got to figure out enough time and enough money to make them happen.
John, if they'd like to find out more information on a September 27th, 28th, and Sunday the 29th kart races, the Bacontown Showdown, what's the best way to do that?
Well, of course, experimentraceway.com, but I would also suggest follow us on Facebook, like our page, and a lot of times it's quicker to put information out social media-wise. There, it takes us sometimes a day or two to get it up simultaneously on the website. Ultimately, it ends up on the website, but for some of the quick hits, weather updates, that kind of thing, the Facebook page is probably as good a place as any to keep track of all the happenings at Fairmont Raceway.
John, thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show, and thanks for all you do for racing.
All right, thank you very much.
Hey, Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad installed, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, or even a driveway or parking lot road graded, please let us know at Wolf & Sons. We have dump trucks, excavators, a backhoe, bulldozer, and road grader to help you with your large or small projects around your house, farm, or business. Call Wolf & Sons today at 455-3524.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact: Arrow Racing wheels can be seen on dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact: Arrow Racing wheels have become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact: The Arrow 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy NASCAR, Xfinity, and Gander Outdoors Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see arrowracingwheels.com. Or call 888-895-2376 today.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365. 655-2365.
Rhino Ag Equipment is used in agricultural, commercial, or industrial mowing applications, landscape preparation, roadside maintenance, and many other farm and ranch applications. For a dealer near you, visit rhinoag.com. Rhino Ag is excited to announce their sponsorship of Jimmy Owens for the 2019 Lucas Oil Late Model Series. Follow Jimmy on Facebook at Jimmy Owens Racing Updates or online at jimmyowens20.com.
Winning drivers rely on VP Racing Fuels to optimize performance. Now get the same benefit with VP Matatives offering race fuel technology for your daily driver. Increase fuel mileage and restore power to your streetcar with VP's fuel system cleaner. Or give your race car a boost with VP's Octanium, improving your fuel's octane by up to 8 numbers and giving you the throttle response your performance car was built to deliver. That's VP Matatives, available at your local AutoZone store or at VPRacingFuels.com.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Doug Auld, National Sprint Car Hall of Fame inductee and also editor of Sprint Car and Midget Magazine. And Doug, the article on the print version is going nowhere because we know how rumors get started. You actually added an added value to the subscription. So not only can the subscribers get the paper copy of Sprint Car and Midget, they also have some other options.
Yeah, we wanted to make sure everybody understood that, the paper copy is absolutely not going anyplace. There's a lot of other content online, and there's an option for the people who don't wish to have print. So we've just opened it up. That was one of the advantages to getting with Turn 3 Media, who also have Speed Sport. It's our sister publication. And they had a little more to offer as far as online and TV. And so it's a huge benefit in the last 2 years to our print readers. But no, the print is not going anywhere.
And also for a lot of people in my age group, we still appreciate a great print publication.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's one of those things where online everyone keeps saying print is dead, but nobody seems to have told our subscribers that. So for both publications, we've got a huge subscriber base, and everybody still wants the magazine. I guess it's kind of weird to watch, but yeah, now we've also got the online for those people who prefer that, too. So, and of course, we do a lot more with social media as well these days, so there's just a whole lot of options for Sprint Car Midget these days.
I am currently in the middle of Bill Smith's book, Speedy Bill, and he mentions the very first race that he saw a taping for a local TV channel and thought that would be the death of racing. But he said he was totally wrong. He actually saw an increase of fans who wanted to come out and experience live racing after they watched the TV show.
Yeah, and boy, I miss Speedy Bill, and it went a great book by Dave Argabright. I actually shot, that cover shot is mine on that book. But yeah, Speedy Bill was a great guy, and he had a lot of great insight. And one of the things I liked about Speedy, he would come out later on and say, you know, I was wrong about this, and I was right about that. And he was right about a lot of things. He had a very successful career, and his business is still going strong. No, TV is a very different medium than radio or print or online. I mean, they're all different types of media. So the idea that maybe just, for example, that online is all that people watch, or websites or social media, people tend to look at a lot of different things, and reading a book like you're doing right now, or a magazine falls into that same category. It's a very different experience kind of tooling around on the web from site to site, especially what we do in the magazine and Sprint Car Midget is a lot closer to a book. We do a lot of longer features where maybe people don't have time to sit down and read a 300-page book, but our features, when everybody else years ago started going to these, you know, 600 and 800 word little pieces, we actually do 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 word features, in-depth features on these guys, and there's usually some meat in there, some things you never knew about that guy.
Doug, the staff at Sprint Car and Midget Magazine, yourself, Brad Doty, Dave Argabright, Brady Bacon, Bruce Ellis, Kevin Olson, Alan Holland, Pat Sullivan, could you put together a better Sprint Car Magazine team, even if it was a dream?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it makes my job so much easier. When you have guys like that that are that talented, I'm like you guys. When those features come in or those columns come in, I sit down just like you do and want to see what they wrote because they all bring so much insight. They're such great writers. The same thing with our photographers, you know, the stuff that I get to see that you don't get to see or haven't gotten to see yet, you know, and when I get things in from Tim Alwyn or Serena Dalheimer or Dave Nearpass or John Mahoney, I sit there just like you do and say, wow, look at that. So we've got so many talented people, and that's the key to the success, really, of Sprint Car and Midget. It's just a great crew that makes me look good every month.
It's also great to hear Ralph Shaheen on TV. When I turn on a race on MAV TV, is a very recognizable voice, and he is a wealth of knowledge on the microphone also.
Yeah, Ralph can talk about all kinds of racing, too. That's the thing, whether it's mud bog racing or Indy cars or Formula One or sprint cars or, you know, what have you. Ralph's done it. He's been at it for a lot of years. You know, a lot of the things that you do on television in particular, you do those stand-ups, you do those interviews. I did radio for years. I've done some local TV in Florida in the past. But to watch Ralph do it, he's just so good at it. It's come second nature to him. He's done it for so long. And I told Ralph out at Knoxville, and I was doing some interviews with some guys, by the way, give me some tips while you're at it. So he's done it for a long time, and he's very good at it.
Best event you've attended in the 2019 racing season, and why?
This year, probably the Nationals. I think this year's Nationals was kind of interesting. David Gravel won, but it wasn't a Cinderella story. It was David Gravel started on the pole there. He's been hot. He earned the win. He outran Brad Sweet, who kind of came in as the favorite. But you had Donnie lurking in the wings there. I think this year's Nationals was, I don't want to say it was wide open, but you had at least three guys. Logan Schuchart came in very hot. He'd ran so well at the Kings Royal and other races throughout the year. And he came through the field and got second, got passed on Darren Pittman in the last lap for second. You had a kind of wide open field. And again, I guess the word wide open isn't the right phrase. But there were several guys who could have won that race, and David Gravel took it. And even with a bad prelim night, Donnie Schott still could have come back and won it. So it was kind of interesting to really not know what was going to happen when you got into the A-Main on Saturday night.
I will see you in your home state of Ohio next week. I can't wait. It's going to be my first trip to Eldora.
Yeah, you're in for a treat. It's a fast track. It's a big track. Tony's made a lot of changes over the year. I think it still has the same feel that Eldora always has. Obviously, a lot has changed, though. A lot of it for safety, too. Better catch fences. Infield care center. What a cool thing to have that's open to anybody in the infield there. Crew members, drivers, a few years ago, I believe it was the night before the Royal, Kerry Madsen had a rock come through and gashed open his hand. He kept his glove on the stage for the trophy presentation and walked right over to the infield care center, and they were able to stitch him up. up for free right there in the infield, never even had to go to the hospital. So a lot of great improvements there. Pretty neat track, a little bit different than most of the tracks that you go to, and in a great field, and the fans there are fantastic. You have all kinds of things going out in the parking lot, from cornhole to bonfires to just a lot of bench racing. So I think you'll have a good time, and you'll have a good time at Eldora.
Doug, it's always a great day when my subscription for Sprint Car and Midget magazine comes in the mailbox, and I highly recommend this publication. How can they find out more and become a subscriber to Sprint Car and Midget magazine?
Best way is just go to sprintcarandmidget.com, and at the bottom of that front page, there'll be a magazine. You click on it, it'll take you to several ways, either online or you can phone in or however you'd like to do it, whatever's more comfortable, or send in a check. But the best way is just start right out at sprintcarandmidget.com and spell out the A-N-D, sprintcarandmidget.com.
Doug, it's always great to have you with us here on The Dirt Show, and thank you for your time today.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to be on. Thank you, Clint.
The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt exhibit is currently on display inside the museum through October 1st. Stop by the museum anytime, 7 days a week, to see the real, authentic race cars that A.J. Foyt drove during his illustrious career, including two of the Indy Roadsters he raced during the Indy 500. Plus, we'll have Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt commemorative posters and T-shirts available inside our museum store, plus a full-length video on A.J. Foyt's career playing in our second-floor movie theater. Also, while you're with us, check out all of the new 2019 Sprint Car T-shirts and merchandise inside our museum store. That's our Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt exhibit on display now at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. Stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and check out our second floor seating. You'll be glad you did, and we'll see you in Knoxville.
Fast Shafts has been producing drive shafts for late models, modifieds, dirt trucks, stock cars, and hobby stocks since 1992. Fast Shafts, the official drive shaft for the U.S. MTS and USRA, and title sponsors for the IMCA Fast Shafts All-Star Race and IMCA Super Nationals, support the sport of circle track racing throughout the USA. To get the power from your motor to the tires, run with a proven winner today with the number one choice in carbon fiber, steel, chrome moly, and aluminum drive shafts. Call Fast Shafts today. Made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers car care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products Distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
You're coming out of turn four and heading to the checker flag. You can feel your engine pulling for all it's worth. Is it worthy of winning a championship? Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service in Rochester. We spent decades building racing engines for some of the biggest names in Minnesota racing history, including Jason Cummins, national championship winning engine in 2017. If you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood, then call us at Byers Engine Service in Rochester today at 507-282-5586. The rest of the car is up to you. We'll take care of the horsepower.
Extreme Powder Coating.
Have you ever wondered what to do with that worn-out patio furniture or railing? How about your trailers, brush guards, even your rims? Have Extreme Powder Coating sandblast your items to perfection and apply the most durable metal finishing in the industry. Custom powder coating colors are available. Looks like paint, acts like armor.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings. And Speed, people are finding some incredible uses for the new Cookies Korean barbecue sauce, and one way is stir fry, especially with all the fresh garden vegetables right now.
Oh, and I'll tell you what, Clayne, you know, we just finished off the Clay County Fair up in Spencer. Boy, I'll tell you what, I did a bunch of stir-fry up there. I just took a boneless pork loin and diced it up and sprinkled a little flavor enhancer on it and cooked it through. And then I had some carrots and some onions, and then somebody brought me some celery. And you could just about grab any vegetables you want. Somebody gave me a bag of green beans. Just steam all the vegetables up, dice them up, and steam them through till they're just got a nice little crunch to them yet. And blend that in with the meat. And then I cooked a bunch of rice, and I rinsed my rice like 3 or 4 times to get a lot of the starch off it. And then I just made a pile of that rice. And then in with the meat and the vegetables, I dumped a bottle of our Korean stir-fry and barbecue sauce and dumped that over the top of the rice. And I'll tell you what, Clayne, those people were lined up there just eating it like no tomorrow.
Speed, I can imagine if you took 2 of those disposable foil pans and put the stir-fry in one and rice in the other and covered them with foil and took them out to one of these fall racing specials and warmed that up on the grill, you'd be very popular.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, you must have been having an eyeball on me when I was up at the Clay County Fair, because that's just what I did. Is I took those foil throwaway pans, half pans, and put rice in one, and then I did the vegetables and the pork in the other, and dumped the Korean sauce on the meat and the vegetables, then just scooped a little bit of the rice up and dumped the meat and the veggies with the cookies Korean stir-fry sauce on it, and I'll tell you what, it was a hit. I had more friends than even you and I thought we had.
Speed, if they want to find out these recipes and get one of your cookbooks or find out where they can get cookies, sauces, and seasonings, what's the best way to do that?
Best trick is just go to our website, cookiesbbq, the letters B and the letter B and the letter Q, .com, and there's all kinds of recipes on there. And I've got a deal with the Korean recipes on it, and if they want to just send me their email address, email me at speed@cookiesbbq.com. Just shoot me an email and tell them they want the Korean recipes, and I'll just attach that and fire it right back to them.
Speed, as always, thank you for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
You bet. And seeing the sauce, just make sure it's cookie sauce, Clayne.
Hey, this is Mark Noble, and I have pulled racing trailers for many thousands of miles. My current hauler has a shocker hitch on it, and I immediately notice a difference in the first few miles. Shocker hitches are designed to prevent breakage and cracking on the tongue of your trailer and eliminate that bumpy and jerky ride. Shocker hitches also use an airbag design so you can adjust the air pressure for various loads. My good old buddy Bob Sagan personally stands behind every shocker hitch with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Contact Bob at Shocker Hitches today at 701-967-8577. That's 701-967-8577.
Mastel Brothers Trailer Service Incorporated has become the Upper Midwest's largest and most respected sales, service, and rental provider of all types of trailers to multiple industries, selling a comprehensive line of new and used trailers and parts from the most respected brands in the industry, as well as Mastel Brothers' own unique designs and offerings. Contact Mark Daniels at 651-639-9017 or visit MastelBrothers.com and browse through their website to learn more about their products and services.
A car guy will never forget their first hot rod, Richard Petty's STP car, or Don Garlett's Swamp Rat. If you race a car or own a car that means something to you, then CS Customs can capture those memories in a custom diecast. CS Customs are locally owned and work with you directly to get the details just right. If you're into cars, racing, or just looking for something unique for an event or your business, then you need to contact Chris Stangler at 612-965-0892 or see ChrisStanglersCustoms.com.
Lou Fager's Racing in Delano, Minnesota is this area's authorized Rocket and Shaw Chassis Repair Shop, offering a full-service online store at FagersRacing.com. Log on and join our email for updated newsletters and check out the LFRE Superstock, Modified, and Late Model Chassis, including all the IMCA and Wasota parts you need. Lou Fager's Racing has decades of experience in making fast drivers even faster. See them online at FagersRacing.com or give them a call at 800-328-3618 and they'll get the parts you need, compliments of Lightning Lou.
welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Last Thursday night, September 12th, Shane Clanton wins his first career feature at the Knoxville Raceway on night one of the Lucas Oil Late Model Nationals over Tyler Erb. Last Friday night, September 13th, the UMSS Traditional Non-Wing Sprint Car Series was running at the legendary 100 at Cedar Lake Speedway in a 25-lap A main, Rob Cahoe Jr. over Mike Mueller. And last Friday night at Knoxville Raceway, Ricky Weiss becomes the first Canadian to win a late model event at the historic Knoxville Raceway, with Chris Madden finishing in second. And on Saturday night, September 14th, Jimmy Owens, the Newport Nightmare, takes the checkered flag at the Knoxville Lucas Oil Late Model Nationals over Brandon Shepard. And in a 22-lap Mulverin Bank Late Model Series, Jason Rowan over Tyler Bruning. The kart track at Fairmont Raceway was also running last Saturday, September 14th. In the adult heavy class, Brian Winarka, and in the adult light feature, Brian Winarka with two flags in a row. In the adult open, it was Ryan Shumsky. In the cage junior, Kason Jones. In the junior one, Brooke Ulster. In the junior two, Talon Priestie. And in the junior class, Bryson Hatfield. Arlington Raceway was also racing last Saturday night, September 14th, in the IMCA Hobby Stock A Main. Corey Probst over Nate Manderfield. In the Sport Compacts, Alex Dostal over Alan Lahr. In the IMCA Sport Mods, Jared Baumeister over Tim Searks. In the Karts, Brayton Enter, Zoe Porter, and John Volencady all take checkered flags. In the Modifieds, Brandon Beckendorf taking the win over Ken Wilms. In the Outlaw Hobby Division, Brian Oppitz over Kyron Porter. In the Sprint Cars, Billy Johnson over Michael Stein. And in the Stock Car A Main, Matt Speckman over Dan McIntoon. The UMSS Traditional Non-Wing Sprint Cars were back at Cedar Lake on Saturday night, September 14th, in a 25-lap A-Main, Ryan Bowers over Kaylee Emerson. Many fans and drivers were at I-94 Speedway for the Wissota 100 events last weekend. In the A-Modified 30-lap Finale A-Main for the Wissota 100, Landon Atkinson over Dennis Check. In the B-Modified 25-lap A-Main feature, Tony Leaker over George Dahlbeck. In the Mod 4 A-Main, Keith Thell over Michael Rebar. In the Dirt Late Model 40-lap A-Main, Chad Becker over Landon Atkinson. In the Street Stock 25-lap A-Main, Justin Vogel over Ryan Sader. And in a Super Stock 30-lap A-Main, the 1M of Kurt Myers over Shane Sabraski. Deer Creek Speedway was also racing last Saturday night, September 14th, the Stock Car Nationals. In the 40-lap Ironman Stock Car event, Dylan Anderson taking home the $2,000 check over Kyle Falk. And in the USRA Hobby Stock A-Main, Jamie Songer over Eric Stanton. The brand new reconfigured Mason City Motor Speedway opened last Sunday night, September 15th. In the 15-lap Outlaw Mini Mod A Main, Nathan Kilwine over Logan Brown. In the USRA B Modified A Main, Nate Choder over Ryan Maitland. In the USRA Hobby Stock A Main, Brandon Nielsen over Zach Smith. And in the USRA Stock Car A Main, Cole Ahrens over Kevin Dolan.
When the weather changes, we often feel under the weather and take a trip to the clinic. Hi, this is Kevin at the Owatonna Auto Clinic. The same goes for your vehicle. Whether it's some preventative medicine like new tires, coolant, or battery to get your vehicle in shape, or maybe it's something terminal that needs fixing immediately like a bad starter or water pump. Call today at 414-2886. The Owatonna Auto Clinic is the real local family-owned ER for your car.
Hi, this is Jim Misgan here, and if you are an auto enthusiast like I am, you need to check out our website at Misgan.com. See all the parts and cars available in our U-Pull-It lot, new arrivals, ready to part out, or we can locate those hard-to-find parts for you. Misgan Auto Parts in Ellendale and our other vintage lot down at Glenville, M2 Auto Parts, have been providing quality parts for you since 1972. Give us a call at 507-684-2100 or online at Misgan.com.
If your classic isn't so classic, bring it into Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We can fix the upholstery, the carpet, replace a sagging headliner, make your old car look new again, make your seats comfortable again. Whether it's a classic car, work truck, boat, or anything else that moves, we can fix the upholstery and make your ride like new. And we work on convertibles. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.